From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia says it will establish an evacuation corridor and a daily five-hour ceasefire over Syria's rebel-held eastern Ghouta region. Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu, said the coordinates for the corridor will be released soon. He said the pause will be observed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time daily. Last week, the UN Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for medical evacuations and the distribution of humanitarian aid. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Yolanda Jacomet said her organization is ready to move.
What is certain is that we stand ready. Our warehouses are full of what is needed. And together with our colleagues from the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, we stand ready to move as soon as we get a green light by all parties to the conflict. And this is critical because obviously you have an active front line there and we need the agreement of all those fighting in this conflict.
More than 500 have been killed in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombardment. Health authorities Sunday said several people had symptoms consistent with chlorine gas exposure. New South African President Cyril Ramaphosa Monday made public his choices in a cabinet reshuffling following the resignation of Jacob Zuma over corruption allegations.
Mr. David Mabuza will be sworn in as Deputy President of the Republic. Dr. Zweli Mkhize will be sworn in as Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Mr. Nhlanhla Nene will also once sworn in as Minister. I intend to have him appointed as Minister of Finance.
Mr. Ramaphosa also appointed respected former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan as head of the Public Enterprises Department. This is VOA News.